How's your audio?
Good, man. How about yours?
Oh, it's sounding good. Let's get this thing started.
Let's do it.
Blow things like ace. Welcome, everybody, to another Georgia Archery Podcast. Podcast number 20.
20 yep. Of these things, man.
The weekend review.
Weekend review.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man.
So, how was your weekend?
It was good. School shopping.
School shopping. I'm glad I don't have to do that no more. Mine are past that age. Now we're just buying stupid stuff.
I hear you.
I'd rather buy book bags than cars any day.
Yeah. Well, I got that coming up in just a few months either.
Yeah, too. That's going to come too. There's no doubt about it. But
you book know. Bags and cars.
Oh, yeah. Book bags and cars. So you got to do it all.
Yeah, man. How about yours?
Oh, man. I had a good weekend. I was over here from early in the morning till late in the evening on Saturday.
I can feel you.
So Sunday, I didn't move very fast.
Agreed.
I just kicked back and relaxed and didn't do much of anything. It was my anniversary, so I went to out to eat with my wife.
Well, good deal. How many years, man?
18 years.
Of marriage?
Yes.
You go, boy. Congratulations to you and Miss Tanya.
Been with her for 22 years now.
Wow, that's a long time.
Yep, and we still ain't killed each other. That's pretty good.
Yeah, there's still time.
We ate sushi.
Sushi?
Yep, at the Japanese restaurant on the lake.
The one over there near me?
Yep, real close to your house.
So, yeah, I can't remember the name of that place.
I don't remember the name of it off the top of my head either, but that's where we was at.
Was it good?
Yes, it was real good. It was the first time I have been there since they remodeled and made it, you know, it used to be a hibachi grill and they've taken that out.
Yeah.
So, it was good. Then, on Monday I got up and, made my youngest daughter cut some grass and, I pulled out the, camp chef and,
I saw a little video or a picture or something.
Yeah.
Something smoking. Ribs or something.
Yeah,
it?
I had two big old slabs of ribs and some sausage. Also did some veggies right there at the end, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it was pretty good. I hadn't, you know, cooked in a while. I was ready to fire up the grill. So.
Oh, yeah. I get it.
But, yeah, we had a good weekend. Looks like Georgia and archery had a pretty good weekend. There were several things going on.
Yeah. There was five or six different shoots going on.
Oh yeah.
And a lot of shooters at that when they were going on.
Yep.
Gonna start with the GAA State Field Championship.
Because that was the first that
over
was
in Kennesaw.
Kennesaw and Ackworth really, but they had 55 shooters.
It's a pretty good turnout.
Not bad. There was some bunch of guests. Two, you know, out of state folks that came in and shot, so they had a good time.
55 shooters.
Rocky Creek had their championship tournament, so all the guys that were supposed to be doing championship showed up. So there was about 35 of those guys trying to get in with a friend. I talked to Matt Malone. He said he didn't have his best day, but he came out. You know, he lost a long shot by a little bit, but. You know, they still had to shoot, I think, what do you say, 65 yards, 75 yards before they got the long shot, finished out. And he lost to Nathan Dennis.
Well, and if you're going to lose against somebody, there you go.
I saw a picture, and there was like four guys, and it said over, you know, all of them had about over $400.
Wow.
For the win, for I guess the championship being, you know, they put in pot and all that. So I thought that was pretty good money.
Yeah.
Well, for a state little local.
Well, when Nathan showed up to the Ace 3D shoot under the lights, he didn't offer to buy dinner.
No, he should have because he had $400 in his hand.
Yeah.
Yep. So
I'm going to have to get him.
Yep.
Nathan, if you're listening to this, man, you owe me dinner. I don't know why. You just do.
We had a lot of, the Maysville Baptist Church. Man,
dude, Over 200 shooters.
Over 200 shooters.
But they always pull a very good number. But
they said they moved
it. They got a lot going on.
They said they moved it to a different spot. And it was in a little different location.
Uh-huh.
And everybody enjoyed it and had a good time.
They do a lot. And spread the gospel while they're doing it.
Well, I mean, you got to think about all the churches that are right there around them.
Right.
So they're bringing all the wonderful youth groups together and have a good time and shooting their bows.
Ain't nothing wrong with that at all.
No.
Nothing wrong with that at all.
Me and you, where was you at Saturday?
I ain't going to say playing football, but I was playing on a football field.
Well, yeah, but the first thing we did was...
Well, Customer Appreciation Day.
Yeah, Customer Appreciation Day.
Yeah.
And it was...
Started off a little slow.
It wasn't bad.
It was kind of odd.
I thought it was pretty cool because, I mean, and you've heard me say it before, most everybody who came in here came in here to spend money.
Mm-hmm.
So there wasn't a whole lot of looking for gifts.
And no, not too bad.
And we've had that in the past.
Yeah, not too bad. I mean, it wasn't too bad.
No.
It seemed like it started off a little slow, but I mean, there was a point there for, I don't know, a couple, 2-3 hours.
It was after lunch.
Yeah, that we rocked on pretty good.
Got knocked on out.
I think we sold 5 or 6 bows.
Oh, yeah, we did pretty good.
So. Several dozen arrows.
Oh, releases. Yeah. Different stuff.
3D target sight.
Mm-hmm.
Overall, it wasn't a bad day at all in the store, for sure. The
store was a good dough. And I thought it was good for the simple fact that we wasn't bossed to the walls elbow to elbow. Because we have been elbow to elbow and not make as much money for the day as we did. So that was what I liked about it. And the best part about it is we got to talk to all the vendors, which we used to not. I mean, you couldn't talk to them.
We got to spend some time with them.
With the different vendors we had. It's always fun to see Fish.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's a great guy.
Dude's a hoot.
Brian from Gold Tip and
Bee Stinger
and Raven. Mm-hmm. And then... the boy from Prime, I can't remember the light I had name. Billy's buddy.
His name was Brandon.
Brandon, he came he in, a, and that was the first time I'd ever met him, so yeah, it was nice talking to him. He's a cool dude. Austin Allen was here for the Bowtech.
Mm-hmm.
The guy with TAC.
Yeah, Randy.
Randy. So that was pretty cool.
Tack and Swacker and Premier Deer.
Yep, and that was pretty cool. Talked to him for a little bit. And there was this other guy that showed up in here, first time he'd ever been here before. He was the CEO of TOG.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Anthony Steele.
Mr. Anthony Steele. He was in the house. And first time he'd been here.
That was a pleasure. I had a very... great or very good conversation with him.
We had some great ideas that you
seemed to share with him. I mean, dude was taking notes. Yeah. He was Johnny on the spot.
Oh, yeah.
I know that, out inside of the industry, TOG doesn't have the utmost respect right now, so to speak.
They don't.
Let's just be honest. The hunt that I went on in Texas. I mean, we were the only shop out of the 6 guys that I was there with that were still selling elite product.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to give it to Mr. Anthony. I mean, dude was Johnny on the spot. He was taking notes. And best I can tell, some of the stuff that we chatted about
is already being put into the works. That's a fact.
That right there is intriguing. When you got a CEO of a major company – that will listen to us little peons and get some ideas or take our ideas and try to implement them.
Yep.
I mean, goes to show that man has got his company at the best interest. I mean, he's trying to do what he can
to better it. Yep.
And as business owners, shop owners, whatever it may be, that's all we can do is try to – even ourselves. That's all we try to do is better ourselves, better our companies.
That's right.
If somebody's got an idea or some input to try to make something better, we should listen.
That's right.
And he did. And I got to give it to him. I mean,
and we did talk to him, and he did say that he may be a future guest on the podcast.
Yeah.
And then that way we can, hash out some of the stuff that we talked about and maybe, kill some myths.
Yeah,
that's in the industry about the company itself.
Well, I mean, everybody goes through hard times. All companies have hit roadblocks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we know of another company right now
that could be
that's
having some issues.
Yeah, roadblock, whatever it may be. You know.
Well, I mean, we've all, I mean, in your life, happens. Everybody it in happens. Life, we have problems, and it's how you solve
how you
them.
Overcome right. it, how you solve it.
Exactly.
Determines who you are as a person or who you are as a company.
That's exactly right.
And just from the little, I don't know, 3 or 4 hours that we spent with Anthony, whatever roadblocks they may have hit, whatever obstacles they may be facing, he's
trying his best to move
trudging
it.
Through that's the right. water to fix it. Make it better.
Yep.
And you can't blame a man for that at all. I mean.
Oh, we don't want to forget the Realtree guy.
Yeah, Shane.
Oh, my gosh, Shane.
Dude was a hoot.
We had a ball. He had yeah. the real
come
he
up, cook hot wings,
he
hamburgers,
wings,
hot
sausage.
Dogs, sausage.
Oh, yeah, he was smoking up some stuff. Play some cornhole. We had a good time.
That we did.
So,
that
after did. That.
We shot 3D under
we shot
lights.
3D under lights. And I ain't going to lie to you. I had no clue. There was that many folks going to show up.
Yeah, neither did
I. Never had thought that it was going
to be. I was hoping for 30.
Yeah.
I would have thought, you know, 30-plus shooters we'd have done. We did well. First one, under the lights,
over,
Kennesaw shooting.
Over 50.
Maysville shooting.
We had over 50.
That's a really good number.
And the only thing, we didn't finish till almost midnight.
And it was fun.
Oh, we had a blast.
Other than the fact I was about to die when we left.
Well, that was just because we
I was beat
there.
Down.
We just wore slam out.
But it was that was fun.
We had a blast. And I tell you what, I appreciate all of the S3DA coaches. We brought some of their S3DA teams.
Yeah,
had actually
absolutely.
Some of those had been at Maysville's that morning. That's how we found out about how the
Well, did Blake Reagan not shoot all three events on Saturday?
Yes, Blake Reagan shot three events. He shot at the other, he shot a 3D course that was a hunt and shoot type thing. He said it was the hardest course he'd ever shot because there wasn't no clean lanes. And then he went and shot the Lancaster style shoot that's up next with Tyler and Ethan at Pike County Outfitters. And then he hauled butt over there and shot with us that evening.
That's some dedication right there.
I mean, the man was burning it on all day long.
I hope he wants some money somewhere to cover some of his gas money because he covered about 2/3 of the state.
Yeah, he probably did. So, you know, we had a great time. We appreciate everybody who came. It was
absolutely.
Fun. Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
it
was.
Me and Robbie actually shot together.
We cut up the first
with David.
What, 8, 10 targets
or
so? We cut up, dude. We had a blast.
First target I shoot at the 14. They go, "Why are you doing that?" I said, "Man, this is to have fun." And it went from there.
I don't really think you shot at the 14.
I did shoot at the 14. Did I not? Did I not shoot the 14?
Well, you hit the 14.
How many?
I shot
a bunch of 12s too. So
you shot a couple.
Okay.
But yeah, we cut up. We had a good time.
And we had
one of the most fun
shoots
I've
goodness.
Had that I've shot in a while.
Yeah, I mean, and I was shooting my hunting bow.
Yeah, I know.
So it was y'all giving me heck about why you got to go out there to the little state.
Yeah, you kept shooting from close, man.
35. Well, y'all had like 65 on one of them. Whatever
we
that
had a couple
deer.
Of bombs.
That deer was long.
Yeah, that's what he's doing there. I want to put it under the tree. All right, we'll put it under the tree, and then by the time we set the stake, it's like, ooh, that's a poke.
Yes, sir.
Well, it's set now.
Well, they had the Lancaster style shoot at Pike County Outfitters. We was just talking about with Blake and
raising money for Tyler and Ethan.
Tyler and Ethan, they got them a little money in their pocket to help them on the travel expenses. And Tyler even won the event.
Imagine that.
And
boy's been on fire.
From what I understand, one of the spectators was sitting there and he's watching, and he walked up to the Joel, which was running the shoot, and said, "Hey, whichever one of them boys win it, because it was one of them too." Whichever one of them boys win it, give them an extra $50.
How about that?
So that's how that went. So, you know, I think that's pretty cool that they were trying to put some more money in their guys' pockets.
They need it, man. We ain't even going down the rabbit hole about having to buy their own jerseys.
Nope.
That's still a thorn in my side.
And then, you know, there were several people who were talking about going. Austin Allen actually won our tournament with a one-air shoot-off.
Yep. And then he went against Austin Thurman.
Yeah, he had to go against Austin Thurman. Which Austin Thurman was shooting from the back stake. He didn't have to. He's 15. He could have shot from the younger stake, but he didn't. He shot from the back stake, which is, you know, the boys have been burning it up, and they're having a good time. They're getting ready for this, you know, coming weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so then, you know, we didn't get home till what, 2?
I think I finally laid down. It was about 2 o'clock, I think so.
Something like that. And then
and I know I was slam out.
So Austin got up the next day and he went to the head-to-head over to Governor's Gun Club. And Tyler was over there. And they had to shoot against each other.
Twice, from what
I hear. They shot against each other the first time. And they had a one-arrow shoot-off, and Austin was closest to center. Austin Allen, that is. And then that put Tyler in the redemption bracket.
Mm-hmm.
So he had to shoot against everybody else who had go into the redemption bracket. He worked his way right back out to the finals
mm-hmm.
against Austin Allen.
Imagine that.
And they had to shoot against each other again.
Again.
Yep. So Austin Allen had a pretty good weekend for them two tournaments.
Yeah, it sounds like it. He won almost a couple $100 from what I understand between the two shoots.
And he was shooting his 3D bow.
Yeah, he's getting ready to go to Illinois.
Yes, that's what. No.
He's headed to Illinois. Well, good luck to everybody headed up to Illinois. I'm sure we'll cover all that in the weekend
preview.
Preview.
Yes, sir, we will. But, yeah, that was – when you add it up, that's 250 to 300, 330, 40, 50. That's 400 shooters. Now, you know, if you take Blake in all that, he counts
397.
He counts three times. But, you know, and then Austin counts twice. Tyler counts a couple. But
they'll call it 375
shooters. Yeah, I mean, 375 shooters in Georgia shooting some kind of arrows this weekend.
Nothing wrong with that at all. And we're at the tail end of target season.
Oh, yeah. I'm ready to see something bleed, dude.
Yep.
I ain't going to lie.
I'm ready for it to cool off.
I'm so ready. I'll tell you what. The other day I got up one morning. I can't remember what
Wednesday
morning it
was. Thursday.
Yeah. I got up that morning. I was like,
58.
This feels like I could sit in a deer stand this morning.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. It was like, oh, yeah. Y'all keep coming with them cold days. We'll take it and have a good time. Speaking of. Go ahead.
It didn't stay.
No, it didn't stay. But it didn't hit 100 degrees that day.
No, but it was back into 77, I think, this morning when I came to work.
Yeah, and it's 90-something this afternoon. Yeah. So. But,
glad I got my head shaved.
Oh, yeah. You're all looking,
spiky do.
Looking all pretty.
My little spiky do I got going
That's
on.
That's right. Got your goatee all trimmed up, right?
Sort of.
You're looking all good.
Yeah, man.
Trying to new man, new day, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Got to always
new goals, new outlook.
That's right. Outlook on life, man. We got to make it great. I tell you what, though, just because we were talking about it, you know, season's winding down. There'll be a few hunting shoots. This weekend will be the end of the ASA tour. There'll be a couple more shoots. You know, there is one more U.S. archery. You know, two more U.S. archery tournaments, outdoor nationals, and then Texas. GAA has one more state tournament. The GBAA has one more state tournament. So we're down to like one tournament left for most everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that means, right?
Time to make something bleed.
Time to make something bleed. You know what that means, right?
Get your bows in your local shops.
Get your bows in the local shops.
I know our rack in there is filling up. I think there's 38 or 39 bows.
Yep.
Waiting
mm-hmm.
to be touched. And probably close to that many waiting to be picked up that we've worked on over the last
day or three, four,
7 to 10 something. Days or so.
Yep. And I talked to Billy up there at Governor's and I said, what are you doing? He's like, I'm fixing to talk to another archery customer, da 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 da. And I was just trying to get some information of who won, who did, and how many they had, and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then I called Joel over there at Pike County, you know, because I'm just trying to get the skinny so that we can talk about it right. And Joel was like, I'm just turning wrenches. I said, it is that time of year, dude. We're gonna turn wrenches.
We had four folks in here today burning wrenches up.
He said it's like
and it's a Tuesday.
He said it's like you know, somebody flipped a switch. I said, it's gonna be like that from now till then.
Yes, it will.
You know, we actually had a man from Easton step in here today. It was pretty nice to talk to him.
We did. It was him and Jeff O'Brien.
We're going to have to get them on. We're going to have to get some of them guys on the podcast.
We got
to
get this whole call-in thing.
Oh, that ain't going to be that hard. I got it sort of figured out. We're just going to have to test drive it first. But, yeah.
There ain't been a lot of time to do it.
Time? What's time?
Yeah.
We need the clones.
We need another day in the week.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, we would find something to make us busy on that day, too.
Yeah, you're probably right.
But, yeah, that's it was a pretty good week. Everybody had a good time. Looks like everybody, you know, was out and about, and there was a lot of winners today, this weekend, in different places shooting pretty well. Some numbers was put up, you know, some money was paid out.
Yeah.
So,
Just working and continuing to try to grow the sport.
That's right.
You know,
That's what Georgia Archery is trying to do.
That's right.
So if you're a club and you're hosting tournaments, I mean, I know it's that time of year. I'm planning ahead of time, you know, trying to get the next year's schedule laid out for all the different stuff that, you know, as a club that we have to figure out what we're going to do. Mm. We're waiting on a few dates that'll be coming in.
Yeah.
Once we get all that, we set all those dates. And if you're a club that's trying to do the same thing, make sure you send us a message on what you got, when your dates are, where you're at. And if you're on the, if you're not on the club list yet and you haven't filled out the form,
get on it.
Go to the website, www.georgiaarchery.com, and click on the club link and then fill out the form if you're listed, if you're not listed. If you have filled out the form and you're still not listed yet, that's just a matter of John not having enough days in the week. But that will get all done for sure before the end of the year, so that we'll be ready for next year's tournament season, because people are not looking at it quite as much because now they're trying to find their hunting property.
Right.
So we hope to have all of that done, but that's what we're telling everybody. Hey, come on out and, you know, fill that form out so that next year we'll be ready. So when we put the dates up on the calendar and we fill out the calendars, then everybody can click on there and they'll also know where they're going.
Right.
So they can plan their day. If they want to do one of them, Blake Reagan around the world in a day trips, they can. And, if you got any information going on, you need to send us a email, georgiaarchery@gmail.com. You can also find us on
Facebook.
Yep. That's
Facebook's at Georgia Archery.
You find us on the Instagrams. Yep.
Georgia Archery.
Find us on the
Twitter.
Georgia Archery.
I know Billy's got a meme coming on.
It's coming.
Twitter. With the Robbie-isms. Yeah, baby.
Yep. So,
I'm glad I got a face for radio, because I definitely got a face for video.
Oh, you fixing to be on some videos. Don't get me wrong on that. We working on it. It's coming.
I got my little spiky dew going on. Maybe that'll help.
Yep, spiky dew all looking
up.
So you can find us there. You can message me or Robbie on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Message, you know, Georgia Archery.
Georgia Archery.
Email. Chapsnap, John.
Chapsnap. That's
Snapchat,
it.
Whatever that thing's called.
Anyway, you can find us on
Chapsnap.
You can find us on Snapchat. It's Georgia Archery. But, yeah, you can find us most everywhere at Georgia Archery. So if you're looking for us, and if you're listening to this, give us a like and a thumbs up and a share. And
I noticed the page has been growing a lot here.
The page has been growing a lot. We picked up a few likes and a few different things. And so the contest time.
Contest?
Yeah. Remember?
Oh, contest.
We talked about it.
Yeah, we're going to have a contest.
Yeah, we're going to have a look. Robbie's like, all right, so you got the rules written out and you ain't told me about them. I see this look in his face.
Well, I know we covered it a couple weeks ago about
what we're going to give away. But I think we need to do it because it's deer season's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think we should do it on our Instagram or on our Facebook. People will upload a picture of them shooting their bow.
Mm-hmm.
Could be a hunting picture. Could be a tournament picture. Could be where you were won, whatever, you know.
Okay.
And make sure you upload it to our Facebook or our Instagram.
You know,
send it to us. We're going to start sharing them out. So if you send it in a messenger, we'll post it back out. And make sure you use the hashtag what?
Georgia Archery.
Georgia Archery. Also the hashtag?
Georgia Archery.
Yes, we need the hashtag Georgia Archery, and we want you shooting your bow. And this
hunting,
is going
3D, hunting, 3D,
indoor, wherever.
It don't matter.
If you
in the pool.
If you shoot your bow in the pool, I want to see some pictures because that's going to be interesting.
All right, I need somebody.
Somebody's got to get
in the pool, underwater.
How about bow fishing?
Well, yeah, bow fishing. You know, but somebody's got to get in a pool,
shoot the bow. Uh oh.
And take a picture.
I see.
And hashtag Georgia Archer.
I see Thurman now.
You can stand in the shallow end.
I see
Gabriella Thurman. Somebody.
I see Thurman standing on the diving board, and he's gonna jump up and go.
No, I don't know about all
try
that.
Try to shoot the elk.
No, don't. I mean, I don't know that I'd jump in the deep end with my bow, but I might stand in the shallow end and stay cool because, like, Thurman's pool, it's like 85 degrees.
So
it's cool. So you can sit in the shallow end or stand in the shallow end and shoot your bow and not really get that hot. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
So this is going to run till...
And I just got me a new pair of swim trunks, so I'm ready to go. Sounds like a good idea. Thurman, if you're listening to this, we need to schedule that.
We're running this for 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
August 8th?
I'm down.
So, because today is... this will be the Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And so the first is on the Thursday, and it'd be a Thursday week from that. So that'd be this week and next week. Sounds good to you?
Sounds good to me. What are we giving away?
We're going to give away a Surface Archery 3D journal and a Georgia Archery sticker.
A 3D journal and a Georgia Archery sticker.
Yep.
All right, Dan.
So post up your pictures, hashtag your Georgia Archery, and
you do it out of the swimming pool, you got a better chance.
Well, any picture you got shooting archery in the
off the toilet,
it don't make a darn if you're in Vegas. You're from Georgia, and you was in Vegas, and you standing on the podium. You got a picture of you holding that big old check.
So how are we going to determine a winner?
Me and you.
We're just going to pick the best photo.
Pick the best photo.
Somebody off a toilet.
That's
swimming
right.
Pool.
Swimming pool. Well, you know, there is a bear on the toilet in the R100.
I know.
So, you know, that could be one of those pictures, right?
How many stories have you heard? Mostly, I would imagine, the majority, if not all, rifle hunting, climbed down, had to use the toilet, had to use the head.
Picked up my rifle.
There sat the deer.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's happened.
Pants around my ankles. Boom.
Yeah. So, we're going to you'll find the winner on the 8th.
The 8th.
So, this is podcast number 20. And so the 8th podcast, whichever one that ends up being, 8, let's just guesstimate it, 20, 21, 22, probably 23, 24, somewhere in there. We'll give out the winner of this, but I need to see pictures because we only get 2 pictures. That means no, we're not doing our job.
Yep, we got to have more than 2 pictures.
Yeah, we need some more people. Get out there and post it. Hashtag Georgia Archery in your favorite archery picture. There is some people that are doing a pretty good job of doing hashtag Georgia Archery.
Yeah, there is. I went and looked the other day. There's a lot.
There is. And Robbie Nisms is pretty funny. If Robbie, you ain't seen him yet.
Yeah. There's a couple of them. Billy White.
Billy's doing a great job.
Yeah, he's been handling that. On the chaps, Nat, and the Instagrams and the tweeters.
Yep, he's been doing good on
Hair and a biscuit.
Yep.
Yeah, I ain't no telling what's coming next.
Like a loose tooth.
Like a loose tooth.
That's right.
You never know what I may come up with, especially when I get like I am now and tired.
Tired.
Ain't no telling what may fall out.
Yep, we have a good time there. So, you think you got anything else?
No, man, I think that's pretty much it. Jake's going to be
able to listen to this
cha-ching.
He's like, I get to listen the whole thing without having to miss part of work.
We're thinking about you, Jake.
Yep. The NFAA was this past weekend. Looked like a couple of Bowtech archers was on top.
Tim won
and Paige won. And Jesse won his class. So there was a few people that were up that way having fun doing their thing.
Uh-huh.
And after that, they had a meeting. So we'll figure out some new rules and regs that they come out with. They're working on. I done heard there's some. The internet's blowed up on it. So we'll figure out what they think.
What comes down.
Yep. So I'll just give a fair warning. Arrow twirling.
Arrow twirling.
Or the absence thereof. How about that?
I know where that's headed.
No more. Arrow twirling.
I wouldn't let our 4-H kids do it.
No, but I mean, S3DA has already had the rule. Now, it looks like the NFAA is going to adopt that rule. And I think it's a safety thing.
I do, too. You know, I got no problems with it. I mean, I get it. Either. You know, it kind of comes habit.
There's a problem. That's the problem, is the habit that some people have built doing that.
As soon as you let one loose
Yeah, it goes to the next county.
Yeah.
Flies back in the stands.
Grandma in the top
that's
of the
right.
head.
That ain't gonna be good. So I hear some other stuff that's running down the pipeline. I got a friend of mine who was at the meeting, and they will announce all of that here shortly. They've actually tabled a change in that type of shoot, the field shoot. They're talking doing a whole bunch of changes in the field shoot. So and I wasn't really happy about it, but that's neither here nor there. They tabled it for now, from what I understand.
Hmm.
They're talking about shortening it up like.
Well, if we don't shorten this podcast, Jake ain't gonna be able to get it off.
He said 32.
32. So we still got a minute.
By the time we put the intro in, we'll be good to go.
Yeah.
All right. Until next time, I'm Big John.
And I'm Robbie.
We'll see you.